But now we're jumping into one of my favorite new segments here on New Music Monday, which is our concert review. And I'm joined by Kate in the studio. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Hannah. Hi, Logan.
Hey.
Okay, so this week was a huge week because Kate and I actually got to go see Harrison Gordon live, and also we saw Heaving, Glittermouth, and Grey Slush. It was four bands in one night, and we cannot wait to talk about it. It was all at the Castle Theater. And Kate, give us a rundown. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Personally, I've never been, like, this was my first metal concert, because Heaving's a metal band, Midwest emo, rock, all of the, like, the heavier genres.
Right.
And I really liked it. I'm not a huge fan of the genres, but just, like, seeing these artists expressing themselves and making music and kind of, as Harrison was talking about playing this show at the Metro, just, like, seeing these artists get to play these big venues. I found on Twitter for my review online that, like, 450 people were there.
Oh, wow.
And so getting to, it was all local bands. It was four local bands, mostly Peoria, but obviously Harrison Gordon's from here. And, you know, it was just really cool of, like, wow, there's all these people here. And Heaving also did this cool, like, all their stuff was themed to be, like, alien invasion.
Yeah.
So it was green lights, their amps had LEDs, and they had masks on. It was cool.
It was super cool. So starting off in the beginning of the night, the show opened with Glittermouth. So I was new to them. I never heard about them before. And they were super cool. I felt like they were Nickelback, but taken up a notch, like more heavier, kind of that dad rock vibe. I loved it. I was absolutely there for it. And like you said, Kate, like, you and I were not really, like, heavy rock fans personally, but being at that show, I was definitely a fan. Like,
exactly.
It totally changed my perspective on rock, and being around all these rock artists really honestly makes you appreciate the genre so much more.
Agreed.
And then it jumped into Grey Slush. And I know me and you were, like, looking at each other the entire time, and we're like, where have they been? They are awesome. They were more indie rock, kind of slowed things down a little bit. I honestly really liked it. I was shocked.
Yeah, I was really shocked too. And they're doing their loadouts. And so Grey Slush is bringing a synthesizer on. I was like, this is going to be good. They got that synth out. And it was just awesome. It's like indie, kind of dreamy almost with the synth. And I loved them.
Right? They were awesome. Honestly, really blew me away. So you had this super, like, heavy Nickelback-esque rock band. Then it kind of jumps into this little slowed down kind of folk rock, you know, sound. Then it jumps into Harrison Gordon. He brought the house down. I mean, there was crowd surfing going on. It was absolutely crazy. And then finally ends out with Heaving, and Heaving brought the house down. I mean, everyone was just going wild for them. The crowd was so engaged.
And I think it's worth mentioning for Harrison Gordon too, we were behind. We think it was Harrison Gordon's parents because they were recording the whole time and they were, like, zoomed in on him. It was either him or one of the guitarists.
Right.
And it was just really cute being behind the parents, and they're cheering the loudest. And we were like, aw.
That was definitely a very wholesome moment and stuff. I definitely wanted to go say hi, but, you know. But yeah, it was super fun. And honestly, the Castle's a beautiful venue, and honestly just always makes the show come to life.
Yeah. Like, they did a really good job with their lighting design. Like, I highlighted in my online review, and it was just really cute, cool, and I love the Castle. It's honestly one of my favorite concert venues.
Oh, hands down, 100%. And if-